Well, good morning. I'm going to have to kind of get my mind right and gather my thoughts for a minute because, thanks to Elizabeth and Anna, I'm in another place. Oh, so I'm going to try. I have to give a shout out to the people to my right who probably don't remember me at all, but I remember them, and it's wonderful to see you guys. It really is. Not that it's not wonderful to see you guys, okay? Anyway, let me try to gather my thoughts. Today, one of the scripture readings is going to have to do with a story that at least I grew up kind of focusing on the women in the story, Mary and Martha. The story is basically a big group of people at a feast. And the feast is pretty much for Jesus. There's a lot going on in the life of Jesus. It's getting near the time when Jesus will die. But this is a feast where people are showing a lot of love to him. And I've always kind of thought the story was mostly about Mary and Martha and the ways in which they were showing their love for Jesus. You know, Martha was the one who was running the errands, doing the chores, making sure people had what they needed, that kind of thing. Mary took a more intimate approach, and she used a really expensive perfumed oil to wash his feet. So I always thought that was really what the story was about, was how those women loved him in different ways, but loved him nonetheless. But this time when I read it, to get ready for talking with you all today, I saw something different, and it hit me pretty hard, and it was the role in this whole story that Judas, one of the disciples, played. I had really forgotten he was even a part of the story. But Judas, in the middle of seeing Mary and Martha love on Jesus, Judas says, and I'm sure he, well, I'm not sure, I bet he said it in front of other people. He said, "Why in the world did you," talking about Mary, "did she use this very expensive perfume to wash his feet? We could have sold that stuff and made a lot of money for people who didn't have as much as we do." Well, I mean, on the surface, that might sound okay, but it hit me like a ton of bricks that we had a couple of things that we could maybe learn from Judas. The first thing, I think, is that we are responsible for our words, and our words matter. Judas used words at a time when maybe he didn't need to. Can you imagine being Mary and pouring out all this love, literally pouring out this love for Jesus, and then hearing someone be critical of how you might have chosen to love? So I'm not sure he thought about the timing of his words. And I'm also not sure about whether his words were genuine. Later, I don't think we know right then about Judas. Later, though, we do find out that he's a thief and he's greedy. And so his words, and I'll remind you what they were, "Why did you do that? We could have sold that and given that money to the people who needed it." I think maybe, and this is what other people say too about it, that Judas really intended that money that he says was being wasted would go into the bag of money that he was in charge of keeping for all the disciples, and that he, as they later discovered, may have been taking some for himself. So his words were not only ill-timed, but it seems like his words maybe were not sincere either. And so for me, there might be a lesson in it for us to remember that we are responsible for our words. We are responsible for what we say, how we say it, when we choose to say it. And then the flip side of that is that other people are responsible for their words too. When they say things, how they say things, and whether or not what they say is really what they meant, is really sincere. Now, for me personally, it's a work in progress. Every day, I can't do it. There's no way, right? But I hope for all of us, including myself, that maybe we can learn from Judas about our responsibility for our words, and maybe about choosing to surround ourselves with people who also think that they should be responsible for their words. Let's pray. Father above, we thank you for so much. This morning, I thank you for the four people who were sitting beside me, and I thank you for their lives and the futures that are so bright, and we ask that you will be with us as we continue to worship. In your name, amen.